Welcome, everybody, to Soul-Inspired Reflections, Ascension, a Humble Awakening of the Heart, with me, your host, Gina Libido. The soul can take on many expressions that bring you into harmony and resonance with your higher self. Feel an aura of love that will envelop you and infuse your being. You'll find that even the chaos of your world makes sense and has meaning and purpose. Your dreams are so powerful, and as you become more sensitive to them, you can learn how to identify new energies and how they are communicating with you in body, in power, in soul. Activate the spirit within you in this conversation of power, faith, grace, love, and forgiveness. Make a choice, be inspired, and take action. Soul-Inspired Reflections starts now.
Oh my gosh, I am so excited about this show today with, okay, the host of the show. Are you ready for this? I don't even know where to start, but I'm going to start here. For those of you, I'm Dr. Pat, and you're here with Gina Libido, and we're talking about, for her show is Soul-Inspired Reflections with Gina, Ascension, a Humble Awakening of the Heart. What we're talking about today, importance of connection to Gaia and the relationship with your earthly embodiment and physical body. Now, for somebody like me, and I know like her, right? Not so much for Linda. This is a show Linda would be like, yes, yes, they're going to talk about it. They're going to talk about her. Okay. But for me, what I want to remind everybody else as we get rolling here is you have to understand the essence of what Gina does. See, even though we're going to talk about earthly embodiment, we are going to also include the entire lightworker foundational entities. So there are things that get created in the dreamland. There are things that get created in the esoteric. The question is going to be, what are we going to do with it? And showing up today, we talked about her yesterday, our tribute to Olivia Newton-John, the conversation with Olivia about Gaia, the song that she had, right, Benny, on Grace and Gratitude we played. Now we're going to talk about the enormously dynamic resurrection of Lady Gaia energy, right, Gina?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. I wish I would have saw the Olivia Newton-John, but I'll catch that later.
Oh, I'll send it to you.
Yeah, send it to me. She's an amazing woman. So that introduction was amazing. Yeah, the essence piece and earthly embodiment. And I think for me, the most important thing for listeners out there is those that are becoming more awake and having a heart opening, or whether or not you're recognizing it, but your life is being called in a different direction. Some people are being called to do what's referred to as star seeds and light work and things like that. I don't want people to get lost in those terms, because we do place a lot of terms on things, because all of us will have the ability to connect to deeper to the wisdom of the earth, Lady Gaia, and other allies, as I call them, to assist us in our inner transformation, to embody newer qualities that we are moving toward in life. And what we need, in my eyes, what I see people need are the foundational tools in order to work with their inner transformation. And it also assists in the ascension of the planet. And so for me, I know my biggest heart calling is not just my inner ascension, but how am I working with the planet and her ascension and Lady Gaia? How am I working with her energy to raise us all?
Great question, right? Because so let's just get at it for people, because what you just described is, I got to tell you, I don't know, like, how you know, like, in advance, like, what to talk about that's, like, hitting people smack dab, like, right there. It's like hitting us. And so I want you to really talk about this, because I want you to talk about Gaia, Gaia's relationship to Earth, what that means, that embodiment. And let's just be very clear for people. When we say physical body, yes, we are talking the body, but we're talking about physical, like, stuff, physical stuff, right?
Yes.
That's an important part of the conversation to get this left out when we're talking about the power and relationship of Lady Gaia, isn't it?
Yes, it is. People often want to go higher, higher, higher and reach that peak. So if you look at it as if you're building a skyscraper, what's a skyscraper without a strong foundation, right? So our energetic system, just going into the energy for a minute, is no different. And it kind of ties into the as above and so below concept. So as in the universe or heavens above, we also have those same qualities in the physical earth and plane. This is why it's so important to connect to Lady Gaia, who can be considered the earth angel or elemental of the planet. She holds and embraces the planet with her love and her light and her nourishment for all creatures that live on it, including us. So this is where the more industrialized people have become, we have naturally pulled ourselves away from her connection, which also creates our pulling ourselves away from our own connection to ourself and the elements within us. So this to me is one of the foundational pieces of doing light work, supporting your inner growth, bringing in those higher concepts and energies that want to come into the body, is you got to ground into earth. You got to ground into Lady Gaia, and she teaches you every single day how to do that. Yeah. We just have to turn our eyes on, expand our perspective, and start communicating with her, even if it's just taking notice to a tree outside and mentally acknowledging it, verbally acknowledging it, physically touching it. Because when we physically touch it and actually have a communication, we open that doorway to our heart. We open that doorway to the heart connection of our Mother Earth that nourishes us every single day.
Yeah.
Single day.
Can I give you, I want to give you a real thing that popped up, because the entire show today, you're going to take us on this journey. But I want to really say to people that we're going to be talking about chakras. We're going to be talking about our archangels. We're going to be talking about a lot of things. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that I've come to know and now accept with Lady Gaia is Lady Gaia was really tough for me. And it was, why was she tough for somebody like me? Here's why. Most people said to me most of my life, you are from another planet. You live in a realm and your feet are never on the ground. See, this was a perception, but yet highly, highly successful in corporations, went from $61 a week in a mail room to an executive. So you can't be all in the clouds. However, my go-to is cloud living. So much so, I raved about the new Netflix series, Sandman. Holy cow, right? But here's what I want, what I want to talk to you about, because this is so important in what you do. And I don't know where in the show you're going to hit this, but you are embedding the idea of trust. You have to trust. These people, this is going to happen. Archangels are going to come. Gaia is going to come. But see, Gaia, for somebody like me, will give me a rude awakening, which may shake me up, so that I could see how to get from where I am to where I want to go.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Here's the thing. Our technology is almost a breath away, but I made a major decision change. How many people do you think I really ticked off with that?
Probably 80, 90%, maybe.
Yeah. But here's why the change. It was Gaia. We always are going to be the transformation network. But we are, at this moment, I've been told, one of the largest live streaming positive talk TV type networks. And we don't have that anywhere in our branding. So on 8/8, I did the Gaia thing.
Yeah.
And I got out there with the grass, and I think I stepped on something that just a rock or something out there. But here's what I want to say. Take us on this journey you're going to take us to, so that we can not just connect to the earthly embodiment, but that message from Gaia on 8/8,
mm-hmm.
our network name is going to be the Transformation Network, but underneath it, you're going to see Transformation TV. You're going to see so many different things.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have not done that if I didn't get hit by a Gaia grenade.
Yeah.
go for it.
A beautiful example, because we did just go through that 8-8 gateway and portal, and that is setting a huge, like the next phase of the world, the direction the world is going into, right? So part of this is letting go of our old structures, like we've talked about before in some past things. But when you're open to paying attention to the symbologies and the literal, like stepping on a rock and going, oh shoot, what was that? Instead of going, I just stepped on a rock and passing by, you stopped and being like, oh, there's something I'm being told right here, right? And so what comes to mind as you spoke is evolution. Gaia is also in her evolution and ascension process, just like the souls are that live on her. The intimate connection that every single soul has with Lady Gaia is that we were invited to live here. Lady Gaia sent every soul living on this planet in any timeline an invitation to be here and do that work. And I just want to pause for a second. With an invitation, what do you have to do? You respond to some sort of RSVP. You either say yes or you say no. Or maybe.
Right. And you say it physically, emotionally, and spiritually, and not, these are not always aligned, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. They're not always aligned. I know in my walk, I've said yes to some things being unsure, but my deeper calling in my heart, like that thing, that the claircognitive piece that opened up in me, because we all have clairs that will begin to open up, was stronger than the ego mind going, oh, I don't know, change is going to happen. But deeper in my heart was like, just go. So when your knowing or draw becomes bigger to experience something, you're operating in trust, right? So Lady Gaia, to remind you guys, she is there for us, always paving a way of peace for us, always surrounding with love and her protection and healing. She's very tapped in her the divine feminine energies, which is coming to the surface within all of us. And it's a very emotional time, creative time, in that this is where you go into that kind of that unseen form, right, of energy. But how beautiful this is with her, she also holds in her, or the elements. And the elements, as we'll talk a little more about later, is what assists us in building form.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
And let's just talk about this, because there is a connection between walking the ground, Lady Gaia, and ascension. And I want to go right to it. I want to hold off on the break for a little bit, because I want to really roll into what we're talking about. And that is, you know, here we are, and we are really basking in the embodiment of Lady Gaia. And yet at the same time, we have to be aware of what you're going to talk to us about. And that is the dynamic energy and possibility of ascension. And in order to do that, there are a few more things that we have to understand, especially about archangels, and especially about how do I go from that take my shoes off moment on 8-8, stepping on a rock that hurt my table tennis big toe, to realizing that that was a message that's going to get me to this next step, this ascension part.
So let me see if I understand your question clearly, because there's a lot in that. It's like, how did you, the connection of ascension and the planet, and how does one go from that physical experience to putting that, basically you decoded the message for yourself, right? Now, this is the unique part, because while every soul will go through their ascension journey, and everyone's on it, even those that are not awakened yet, that may be in a lower state of consciousness, we're always in the process of ascension. The message you get from your experience in nature is going to be different than the message I get. So this is where trusting your intuition to build that in, because we so often want to seek to others, like, what's that mean? What does that mean, Gina? What's this? And I'm going to give you an answer. Like, I know what it means for me. But what's the first thing that come up for you as you stepped on that rock?
Yeah.
So this is bringing in the mental piece, the emotional piece, and the physical piece all together.
Yeah. I think where I was, and this is really now the next part of this, is where I was at that moment is it really stopped me and hit me at a place where I went to what we talked about earlier. I said, everybody has their own way. I said, what is the message you want me to get? Right. I'm talking to the energy of it.
Yeah.
Right. And that's where, you know, the conversation comes in on who are the archangels? You know, what do we do when we can understand how to talk to these archangels, to talk about some of the other symbols, to really talk about maybe Metatron or what Metatron represents, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Because some people will say what happened to me was a masculine energy to get me to really look at something else. But
right.
you have a very unique way of talking about how Lady Gaia relates to ascension and then what the archangel's role is mm-hmm. in awakening. Because I basically, that was like an awakening moment there.
Yeah. And we will go through different levels of awakening. Some are big, some are small. It's really important not to pay attention to what big and small is, because we can have the smallest thing change our whole life. Okay. So as far as archangels are concerned, I view everything now as an ally to my soul ascension and awakening process. How can that ally support me learn qualities, right? So I'm not giving my power over to the archangel, but I'm calling in the archangel for mentorship. Okay. That's very different, because when you're in a self-mastery, that's what we're also kind of talking about here. Is you're coming into your own internal power and remembering how to manage your energy in the highest way possible. So Archangel Sandalphon is the archangel that works with the earth star chakra. And he has many, she's more the feminine aspect. So don't get caught up if I say he or she, okay? But he holds the feminine aspect that's also within us, okay? And when we start connecting to that earth star chakra and connecting to Archangel Sandalphon, that signals on a soul level, and we're connecting to the earth, on a soul level, our heart's beginning to wake up. We're reconnecting our heart energy to the earth, but also as above, right? As below and as above. And it signals that soul is ready to step on a path of ascension. So you're moving away from the wheel of karma to the path of ascension, and then you start to perceive your whole journey through a different lens of everything's happening for you to head toward unity consciousness, and then recognize you're part of the oneness of all things. He works with his divine complement, Archangel Metatron, who holds the masculine quality. Okay, so when you're talking about higher energies, he assists with the stellar gateway. That's the complement to the earth star chakra. So you start to see as above and so below. I always look at the heart as the bridge between the mystical and physical worlds. So if I were to fold it in half, they would line up as I'm waking up. You have to go just as deep into Mother Earth and her energy, draw that, because it's all the same energy, but you're drawing it in through your lower body, because your lower body is how you navigate the physical plane. But we're learning how to navigate it through the heart and higher self. So all these things start to get activated and work together. And Archangel Metatron assists your stellar gateway and the ascension process for the planet. And he acts as a guardian to make sure only light beings come in. Because as we get more open and awake, our sensory ability to feel different vibrations and frequencies. There's also other frequencies that are not meant to be in our field and can cause disruption. And we need to be aware of that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is part of the journey that not only you take, but this is what you help other people with. and how to move through the energies of this and the activations of this.
Yes.
Because what I'm really struck by is, as I think about this and I think about, you know, what is actually available to us, I'm also struck by the fact that you also talk about the yin yang effect, you know, to know when both of these are operating, one is operating, what do we need and what don't we? Mm-hmm. But there's one thing that I'd love for you to talk about, and that is a lot of conversation about prayers right now and messages to God. There's just a lot of conversations.
Yeah.
And aren't we in the realm here of that too?
Absolutely. Thank you for asking that. Yeah, when we pray and we incorporate Archangel Sandalphon, he sends our messages. He sends our prayers to God, to Source. And when you're ready, those get answered. But it's a real invitation for you to trust the divine timing and let go of any way you think it might look like. And when you're ready, those prayers get answered, right? And it's important piece to, when you do it in trust and you're grounded in the energies of the planet and the universe, there's no worries. You must cast away doubt. So with that, there's other tools that can support you to, when you're a negative pole is starting to go into doubt, that you bring yourself back to center, bring yourself back to the heart. And this is where breathing comes in. This is where the nature connection, coming back to Gaia, because she's there for us 24/7. And we take it for granted that we walk upon her every day.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, because this is what you also are guiding and teaching people, is now, I'm now aware of this. Mm-hmm. How do I go about it? How do I make this connection? And this is where I think people get hung up. And I watched a little bit of this on 8/8, right? Where we mentioned 8/8 and people are like, but I don't know how to do it. I don't know what, right? Like that. And, you know, if there's anything I've learned, is there's not this rule book out there that says you cannot talk to God, you cannot talk to angels unless it's Tuesday at 4 p.m. and you've showered and you're burning incense, right? But you see, what you're talking about is this idea that this is what we need to do and know. So what I want to do is I want to take a short break. When we come back, I want to help people walk with you on this journey that says, this is Gaia. This is what you will get from the Gaia energy. And these are all the ways that the Ascension portal is open to you. Gina Libido, everybody. Gina, what's your website? We're going to take a short break, but before we go,
soulinspiredreflections.com.
That's what we're talking about, everybody. If you want to call us, 1-800-930-2819. Benny, we're going to take a short break here. Everybody, we will be right back.
Tune into the Life Strategy Show with your life strategy mentor, Lolita Smith, and say yes to bringing prosperity and success to your future right here and right now. Life is a picture of your mind, and Lolita is here to help you imagine it. Say goodbye to the strings of the past that have been holding you back for far too long. Rise up with Lolita and say yes to the solutions, prosperity, and unlimited possibility. Visit lifestrategymentor.com. That's lifestrategymentor.com.
Boy, does this feel like good times today. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I love it. This is a show that's going to invite all of you to open up your heart, because it's about dreams coming true. There's a road we get to take as we craft out and we lay a course that's in service of so many others. Sometimes the universe, God, whatever you believe in, have you ever wondered why, but better than why, or how the universe knows how to line things up in a way that gets you ready for the most expansive part of who you're going to become? This is the time to change. And gratitude, leading with love, opens up more expansive possibilities than you can imagine. Crust busting your way to an awesome life.
I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion with me, Carrie Knutson, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnutsonSpeaks.com.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts on Transformation Talk Radio.
In body, in power, in soul. Activate the spirit within you in deep conversations of power, faith, grace, love, and forgiveness. On Soul Inspired Reflections, Ascension, a humble awakening of the heart. Join me, your host, Gina Libido, every second Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And find that even the chaos of your world makes sense and adds meaning and purpose. Make a choice, be inspired, take action. For more information, go to soulinspired.org. That's soul-inspired.org.
It is time to get inspired to take action in your life. Tune in to Emotional Elevation with me, Susan Dene. We are identifying, understanding, and treating our crazy one episode at a time. We all have crazy in our lives. The thing that sets us apart is how we deal with it. And I've got you covered. Enjoy your journey. You are worth it. Visit SusanDene.com. That's DENEE.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am the creator of the Transformation Network, doing what we do in the world of positive radio, informed, educated, positive media. Independent radio hosts and independent networks have been the face of positive messaging over the past decade. So all of us here have decided we're going to put together an independent network that is going to enable people to bring their positive message of hope, inspiration, and conscious action to the forefront. Help us create a future of amazing, uplifting stories that can be told so we can tell our children and they can tell their children of what hope and conscious action is all about.
I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. For those of you, we're going to be doing something really cool here on the Transformation Network here, because we're getting so many emails from everybody. But I want to just send kudos to Benny and the team at KKNW, because I love that, you know, their live streaming allows you all to listen to what we talk about during the breaks. And one of the things that Gina and I were talking about is, you know, it's great to conceptualize about Gaia, about the archangel, but how does it really work? That's where her coaching program comes in. Mm-hmm. And so what we're going to be talking about for the rest of the show is, how do you call in these energies? How do you bring in the connection to Earth and Gaia? But what is the impact? And Gina, let's let people know again how they can find out about you. But this isn't just a teaching and a lesson. You embody this in your coaching, right? Yeah. And I'm going to give that example in a minute that I share with you during the break, because that is a perfect example of how you get a message, how everybody around you thinks you've lost it. And then a couple of days later, you get clarity. But this is what you coach and help people with, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely do. And this is what I want to remind people of, is that this is a life skill. My coaching, what I'm going to support you through, is not just like, okay, I'm just going to fix one problem in my life. This is building the tool sets and adding to your tool belt as you evolve on a soul level in a physical body, as you walk this plane. Because the next 10 years, we're still, as a planet, going through a lot of deconstruction to pave the way for the new way of the world, the new way of living. So if you thought going through the last couple of years didn't wake you up enough or prepare you, consider starting to deepen your practices. So with that, how do we call in archangels? How do we call in Gaia? And it's actually quite easy, because no longer are any of us have to seek spiritual guidance in the same way, or message, I'll say, that we used to, when we used to have to be funneled to the church, where there's a very limited resource of divine wisdom coming through, right? So we would go to our churches, right? A tribal council or whatever that looked like. Now each of us are waking up going, oh, wait, that doesn't resonate for me. I'm feeling this, right? So to recognize what you're feeling is number one, right? Number one, taking time. And I know I say this all the time, to go out in nature and connect, because that's how important it is.
Right.
That's how important it is. It's like a mom telling you, here's the thing my dad always used to tell me when I left the house, and today I still do it, because it was some of the deepest wisdom, and simple, right? It's simple. Be aware of your surroundings and take your jacket. Every single time. And I'd go, okay, dad, you know, with the little snarkiness, but I still did it. To this day, that's how I walk out the door, not out of fear. Okay. And that's really, this can be symbolic. I didn't go out the door out of fear. I went prepared for the unknown. Right. So this, when you connect with Gaia, take your jacket, or whatever that is for you, your prayers, your light, you're calling in Archangel Sandalphon and Metatron to say, hey, guide me in my path today. You're taking time in your morning practice, raising up with the sun, connecting to the east. If you incorporate the medicine wheel, it's a new beginning. So just how you start your day, acknowledging the sun rise, that's the easiest thing you can do.
Yeah.
It's so simple, and we all make it so complicated. Taking time with your glass of, like, I have a glass of water today. How many of you sit with your glass of water just as you're holding it or drinking it, and just take a moment's prayer to thank every single thing that made this water possible or to nourish you? Think about that. Break it down. Where'd the water come from? How was it even created? How did it get to me here in my kitchen counter? On my kitchen counter, and then the vessel that it's held in. And it may seem silly to some of you, but the more you begin to show gratitude for all the little things, and if I'm not aware of all the intricacies of how the trucking and distribution and all the other hands were involved to get this in my life, I just blanket it with, yeah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Gaia. Thank you, Source, even for all the things I'm unaware of that made this glass of water possible for me today, and that it was healthy to drink, and that it was clean. It's just that simple. Acknowledge, prayer, and it's giving. Give to yourself. Give to others. If we're looking at Lady Gaia in the earth, And Pat, feel free to navigate me, because sometimes you know.
No, you're absolutely right, because what you talk about, and this is part of what you work with others with, is, and this is what I think you say about it, correct me if I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. It's the assisting the higher consciousness to come into the body.
Yes.
Now, right? Because water is water. But if we just, it's like if I just took that rock that I stepped on the other day as, dang, you rock stepped on you. If I just stopped there, I would not have taken the action I did.
Right.
But now, sometimes you can't explain to people because you don't have all the answers. But what you're about to talk about is this idea and this process, because mm-hmm. that would have either triggered a flight or fright response for me, right? Mm-hmm. Or something. If I didn't, first of all, if I wasn't aware of what you were going to talk about today, and I wasn't aware that that was not a mistake, that that rock found me.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. It is living, and our experiences are no longer mistakes. That's an old way of thinking. It's a lower vibrational way of thinking until someone goes like, oh, wait, I'm the common denominator in my life. I'm connected with Earth, the symbols of it, the way, how does Earth communicate to us, right? They're going to put a rock in front of us. What do you do? If you're paying attention, you trip over it and fall. How do you respond to that, right? Because yeah. that says something. Do you laugh and go, oh, I just, you know, I just got put on my butt to sit here and think? Or do you curse, like, can't believe it, and that just tells you where you're at. So when you look at how you respond versus react, it tells you where you're at within your system.
All right. Well, take us on this now, because what happened with me is it didn't take me off my game. I came back in the house and I did something what looked like so bizarre to everybody here.
Mm-hmm.
I came in and I told my programmers the following. We have been working on testing our new technology database, building these dummy websites, a lot of stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I came in and I looked at it and I saw, wow, there are too many updates. I didn't even ask permission. I went to Merrick and I went to Nick and I said, you need to wipe everything out. You need to just get rid of it. I need to start over from scratch. Don't even look at the channels that we were working on. Just go. Just what you want me? You sure? Right? No, just do it. Why? I don't know why. Just do it, please. Just it wasn't until today that I got the wine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so important, because this is what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
This is a bodily action, a rock, an action, technology. But what happened today that came from here? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain it, because I don't coach people. You do.
Yeah. And that's the most challenging piece to coach. And this is why I feel it's the most important piece to be in the breath of your body as you're opening your heart and being in the trust, and stillness comes in. I know we've talked about that before too, but if you're too busy running on high, even when your thoughts are coming in, what do you have to do, right? You got to pick one. Okay, boom, I got to do this first. You're going to bring it down into your body and put it into action, but you want to do it in a way when you're in the power of, you're anchoring that in, right? So you just described, you made a choice. You got this jolting and then inspiration came in. That's through the mental body. That's through the spiritual body coming in through your crown chakra, okay? And then you choose if you're going to act on that, right? And this happens for everybody. And you don't have to, that's where your claircognizant comes in. You just knew. And you don't have the XYZ of it yet. It'll all unfold. So when you walk with Gaia and use that metaphor of like, I'm walking this path of light, I'm walking this path of trust and love to step higher into the frequency and giving of myself, because this is about not just me, the individual, It's turning it around. We're moving from being selfish to selfless. The more I give, right? Because your example, Pat, is like I'm giving to the world through my transformation network. So that's where you're putting your energy, you're giving. And you, there's a lot of sacrifice. Am I wrong? That comes with taking that role, right?
Absolutely. I mean, there is, and I rarely talk about it because that's not where I talk about, but my friends know, and they just have stopped asking.
Yeah.
But they could not understand, why am I spending this kind of money buying air? I mean, this is now their perspective, right?
Yeah.
Why are you doing that? You know, you've retired, you have multiple incomes. Why?
Right.
My answer, I used to try to explain it, but I got a different answer. Mm-hmm. I'm called to do this. Now, I don't make up the how, I get guidance on the how. I got new guidance this week on the how that I didn't expect.
I'm going to pause you right here.
Go ahead, do it.
Looking at my notes and realizing, okay, this is how we're bringing in those higher.
Do it.
When you start working with activating your Merkaba, okay, this is our light body. This is what bridges our connection to light, even though it's already within us, right? To and spirit to our physical body. So we're bridging that feminine energy below from the earth, because it's basically, it can be referred to as a star tetrahedron. Okay, so it's two triangles. Specific, you can look up tetrahedron or Merkaba and it'll give you an image of it. So that way, those of you listening, you can go, oh, okay, picture it, it's three-dimensional. It is around us. Every single person has one. This, when you start to work and activate your Merkaba, your heart is opening. That's a requirement to work with Merkaba. Your love is expanding. You have to have the earthly connection to anchor it. If you think about what's your conduit of light, okay, that's coming in through your chakra system. If you looked at yourself as a wire, a large gauge wire of energy, if that wire is not grounded, what happens? It's dangerous. It frays. Okay, this is where some people, and I'm not saying don't use medications if some people are diagnosed with bipolar disorder, things like that. However, oftentimes these things are misdiagnosed because people are having a higher vibrational connection and they're not understanding, they're not around the right people to help them understand, like, wait, you're connecting, let's ground it in, your hearing guidance, your clairaudience is active. I went through this where I would hear voices clear as day, like if I'm talking to Pat right now, I would feel the breath, the air against my ear. And I responded back. Two times I remember. The first time I was so tired and I felt this presence just in my ear and go, Gina, are you okay? That was it. And I said, yeah, I'm just really tired and I want good sleep. All of a sudden, I felt warmth all around me and I don't even remember falling asleep. I just remember waking up totally rested. Right? And then later on, a few years later, I was at a party and I was getting ready to leave. Same thing happened. It was like, oh, you're leaving already? And no one else was in the room. I just turned around and I just said to myself, well, I guess I'll stay a little bit longer because I didn't know what was outside the door. And I just trusted my little apprehension because it was off-putting, but I knew I wasn't crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is important because as you activate your Merkaba and go into higher vibrations and connect to higher frequencies, you're going to be attuned to different levels and begin, your clairs will begin to open up. Whether you're clairaudient, meaning you can hear, clairvoyant, which the sight, like your third eye sight, even though we all have the third eye can be activated. Your clairsentient, which is feeling, and claircognizant, which is this inner knowing. I tend to be primarily clairsentient and claircognizant. I just know. So even when I'm just talking like I am now, all of a sudden it's a channel coming through, but it looks so organic. And that's why you, Pat, you've talked to me enough. You never hear me go, my guide said this, my guide said
never.
This.
I never do. No. Never do. But that's why you are the perfect person to coach other people, right? Because one, you get to cut to the chase. So here's what I mean. Now, I didn't have to go through loops to come in here and send 7 different Trello messages saying the same thing mm-hmm. over and over again. No matter what anybody said to me, what did you call it? A knowing.
Yeah.
I didn't know, right. I didn't know the underpinnings of what was just revealed to me today. But what I now know is I needed to do that so I could have a blank sheet of paper in front of me to say, what are we really creating now?
Mm-hmm.
But I love this because a lot of folks need help to get there. And I love that you get there quickly with people and can help them that quickly, because I don't know about you, but most of the people that I'm looking at, I had a conversation with somebody yesterday who basically said to me, I need to get where I want to go now. I don't want to be 5 years talking about that. And my comment back to them was, then you have to promise me one thing. You are going to trust in the universe, God, or whatever you believe in. Because when you do that, doesn't the monkey mind stop?
All of that goes away, or it's really limited. Eventually, you won't even hear it anymore. And that is a really important piece, because you're letting go of that aspect. You're moving away. It's a choice to experience duality. Okay. And some people may say, oh, no, you have to experience blah, blah, blah. How long you experience duality is up to you. I'm here being, we are part of the whole. We are part of oneness. We always have been. And now it's time to take these alchemy tools. Primarily, one of the largest alchemy tools you can use is the vibrant flame. Okay. Along with your Merkaba, which you can use to purify, you can use to cleanse. You can use it to do light travel. Like when you're in your dream state, you can travel in your Merkaba. It's protective. It brings in higher consciousness. Now, when you also bring in the violet flame, it's like a micro scrubber. It can cleanse you on a cellular level. You can purify karmic bonds, past life things. We're at a time now where we're releasing all these old contracts. Yeah. You don't have to fulfill that anymore. Done. Mm-hmm. Clear, cancel, delete. Just like Pat, your description, you're like, nope, I'm wiping it out. Clean slate. What am I moving toward now? Because if this is where some people want to over-identify with their experience, this is about detaching from them, keeping the wisdom. It doesn't mean these things didn't happen. How long do you want to keep talking about it that way? How long do you want to keep being the victim? This is about empowerment. To be in body, in your physical body, leads you to be in power of yourself. But to be in your power, you got to be to embody, fully embody these qualities. You have to learn what that means.
Yeah.
You have to experience that involution.
Yeah. Yeah. And aren't we talking about this? Because I want to bring this really back to why this is an important message. Because when we look at it, there are benefits to building this connection.
Absolutely.
See, there are benefits. There are benefits that I didn't realize until today, talking to you, what just happened. Because 9 out of 10 of us are not you. And yet 9 out of 10 of us want to work with somebody like you. Mm-hmm. Because I do not know many people or many of the listeners of this show that say, I just want to stay miserable, Pat. I just want to stay stuck, right? So let's bring it full circle to, you know, here we are. There are benefits to building the connection to Earth, Gaia, Merkaba, right? Violet flame. There are benefits. Mm-hmm. Today I see the benefit, but I could not. And now I can understand. And Jessica might be listening to this, and Linda and everybody. They're going to now Jacob, they're going to understand why the next 4 actions I take, they're going to understand why it, oh, of course, Pat, right?
Yeah. And this is where also those that you're leading or that are working with you have to trust the vision you're getting, right? And being like, you know what? They too, in that process, because this is impacting your team, right? Have to, because their mind's going, they're like, I don't know, she's crazy, whatever, right?
Jacob, you wouldn't say that, right, Benny?
So, like, you know what? Let's just do what she's asking of us because we're supporting the bigger picture, right? So this is the macro and micro working together, right? You just got some universal download from a source and that's in the macro and you brought it down into the micro of your work.
Yeah.
And I can, like I've said before, I can talk about these things all day. You can read about these things and go, oh, okay. But until you are living it, you will not bridge the gap of what the benefits are. Like it becomes visceral. I can tell you the more you connect to the planet and the natural cycles of life, the natural yeah. cycles of yourself, that yeah. you will feel more in flow and grounded and be able to navigate your life from a totally different perspective through the heart with more love and compassion. But if you're only talking about it and not putting it into action and be willing to stumble along the way, be willing to sacrifice your old ways that don't work anymore, because that will come up. It even comes up for me. Like Pat can feel when I'm procrastinating because she hasn't heard from me.
Yeah.
You know, overwhelmed. And then and empathically for me, I can feel it like, hey, where's Gina's stuff? Where's stuff on her website? Like I can feel it. But when I start to feel overwhelmed, I go into shutdown mode. And this is important for all of you to realize what, and then you have to bring it back in and pick one yeah. thing at a time. You got to break it down.
Yeah.
And what did I do this week? I got a few more things to Jessica to put up on my website and I'm just going to keep breaking it down. Because this program that is coming, it'll launch by spring, but there's going to be some pre-things launching in the fall to prepare those yeah. who are ready for, I guess you can say, an attunement.
That's it. I'm kind of on the same timeline for you. And we should do a show on timing because, yeah. see, look, we've got a couple of minutes left, but I love how you brought this back because you don't just talk about it. Can you share anything about what you're creating? Because look, yeah. I knew you before you had the website. And so every time people don't realize when I talk to them that something magical, mystical, and amazing happens, things get accelerated. Is that what's happening for you?
Absolutely. Because I got that same fire and I'm sure I have no doubt it's aligned with the Lionsgate energy coming in, like keep moving forward and let go of all that old stuff. And it was like, what do I want to do?
Yeah. So and tell us about can you tell us what yeah, September is going to bring or the fall? Yeah.
It'll officially launch in the spring as far as the first module. In the fall will be some pre-attunement things and a little more like even maybe smaller workshops. And then people can decide if they want to move forward into module one of the program. Wow. I'm calling it becoming the solar logos, because what a solar logos does, they train, and one of the most powerful tools they use is the violet flame, but you incorporate all the things I'm just talking about for the deconstruction of old patterns and ways to assist the planet.
Thank you.
But when you do that with yourself, and then you start to focus it on the planet, it's a really powerful purpose to have in life. And if you're lighting up to that, then you may already be one of those souls or star seeds. Yeah.
I love it.
We'll be drawn to that work. So stay tuned, sign up for my website. That way—
Get us to your website. How do we get over there? And you're gonna give us updates, right?
I'll give you updates, but you gotta sign up to be on my email list. So go to my website at soulinspiredreflections.com, sign up. When you sign up to be on the email list, you will get a nice little video of the chakra clearing and teaching as a thank you. Wow. And if you check out some of my blogs, you're going to start to see a little more about the chakra system, and those are going to keep coming.
Thank you for listening to Soul Inspired Reflections, Ascension, A Humble Awakening of the Heart with me, your host, Gina Lobito. Join me again every second Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to continue to activate the spirit within you and trust your inner guidance. Learn about what it means to embody and how you can exist in transcendent service to ascension of life, the planet, and the universe. For more information, go to soulinspired.org. That's soul-inspired.org.